Joining us on the line, he is Byron's Tyler Ellsbury, 6'5", 298-pound offensive lineman, junior for the Byron Tigers. And last week, he committed to Iowa. So first of all, I want to talk a little about that. Tyler, congratulations on that commitment and finally getting the, getting your future up kind of under the wraps.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a big relief to get it over with. So.
You know, when we talked with you earlier, we talked at the beginning of this football season, kind of in a group setting there, when we previewed the football season and all, and I've talked with you before for a prep spotlight as well. I always got the sense that Iowa was your leader in the race for where you were going to end up going. So was that always the case? Were they always the front runner? And who else was recruiting you?
Yeah, they were always the front runner. They were the first to contact me. I just got to make connections with them, you know, felt good about them, but other schools that recruited me included, like, Purdue recruiting me pretty heavily. Syracuse jumped in the pool. They were recruiting me pretty heavily these past few months. And Illinois and also Missouri was recruiting me. A lot of schools, like Big Ten schools, like Indiana. Michigan State was showing a little bit of interest, but they didn't offer. But I'm happy with my decision, so.
Well, tell me, why Iowa then? I mean, how close was it between Iowa and other teams? Or was it, were they kind of, like you said, the leader all along, and they kind of just separate themselves?
Iowa's, well, it's closer to home. My family's from Iowa. I have a aunt that lives in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, less than 30 minutes away. So grew up an Iowa fan, so it's kind of like a dream school kind of thing. But they were always in the lead, and then they just kind of pulled away these past few months, you know, contacted me a lot. And, you know, recruiting kind of in a team setting kind of thing, making it about the team, not necessarily just about me. So I really enjoyed that part of it because that's just how Byron is. You know, we're all about a team here. So transfers over there, it's just a similarity, and I felt comfortable.
Well, Iowa also has a great track record of putting guys, at least at tight end and on the offensive line in the NFL, getting them to that next level. Was that also a big part of you committing to Iowa too, or just knowing that track record?
Yeah, it was. My goal is to make it to the next level, play hopefully in the NFL someday. So knowing that, I put a lot of trust in that program to get me there. And you know, but it all starts with me to work hard there too. So I'm just excited for it.
So now, Tyler, you said that you've always been an Iowa fan, your family's from there and on. So let's say Iowa hadn't recruited you. Would you have gone over and knocked on their door?
I would have probably sent them an email or two, or probably tried to reach out through Twitter or something. I definitely would have wanted the interest from them, so I would have tried to knock on their door a little bit. But
now you made the decision last week, rather the verbal commitment last week, correct?
Correct. Yep, yeah.
So
Friday.
Why did it take? Why was last week the time? Why did it take this long? I mean, was there something special that happened the last couple of weeks, or? Or did you just have to get past a certain point before you made your decision? Kind of why did it happen then, I guess?
They were always kind of the front runners, so I think in the back of my head I kind of knew that's where I wanted to go. But I just wanted, like, I didn't want to be unfair to other schools and not even give them a chance. So I felt like I needed to look elsewhere in case some other schools better fit me instead of just going to the dream school.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why, and then I think it got to the point just last week where I was just ready, and I've seen everything everywhere else, so I just made the commitment to go to Iowa.
We're talking with Tyler Ellsbury, a junior offensive lineman for the Byron Tigers, and just committed the commitment to go to Iowa. Tell me about the recruiting process. I'm always curious about that. I've talked to other kids in the past. Some consider it fun, and then it kind of becomes kind of a pain in the rear after a while when you get people bothering you. Tell me a little bit about that process. About, I mean, how often do you guys get phone calls? Do you get texts? What all happens over the course of the last, let's say, 2 years when people are looking for you?
I will say that in, like, the first couple months, it's real exciting, you know, getting all these looks from different colleges. You know, you're just excited about yourself, you know, putting all the hard work in that you did, that finally paying off, that you're going to be able to go play somewhere. But after that, you're just kind of waiting, and it's more on the coaches' schedules because they got a lot of practices going on, spring games and stuff. So you'll get lots of texts just at times of the day that you might be doing something, so you have to be texting back, or you have to tell them, hey, I can't talk. So sometimes it's just inconvenient, I'd say. But I enjoyed it because I got to meet a lot of new people, you know, make lots of connections that might help me down the road. So I enjoyed it.
Any funny stories? Maybe you get a text in the middle of the night or somebody taps in your shoulder when you're out eating or anything like that, or any kind of interesting stories from the recruiting process?
Well, I was at a movie a couple weeks ago, and you're watching a new movie. I can't remember what it was, and I had my phone on vibrate, and it vibrated, so I kind of like went to check it, and it was a coach that said, hey, can you give me a quick call? So I like looked at my buddies. I was like, hey, I have to step out real fast. And so we were in the middle of a movie, and I had to step out back and make a phone call, and it took like 15 minutes, so I missed part of the movie, and they had to catch me up.
Well, at least you listened to that little pre-movie stuff when they tell you to put it on vibrate so you're not interfering with all the other people.
Yep.
So did now having committed to Iowa, do they have any requirements of you of what they want you to do in terms of like your off-season preparation for your senior year or anything they want you to specifically work on either on your body or on your skills? I mean, to either be get stronger or stronger legs or stronger arms or things they want you to work on in the upcoming high school season?
Their big focus is they want you to play three sports. So, like, they're not really worried about, you know, lifting in the off season as much if you're going to be playing three sports and stuff. So, but they want you to be playing three sports, so they know that you're going to be like versatile and stuff. But over the summer, I think they just want you to be getting stronger, not necessarily putting on lots of weight. I think they want you to stay probably around 295 to 300 area, like in between there. But they want you to put on a lot of muscle and then also make sure you're getting like flexible and not just tightness and stuff when you're lifting. So, but other than that, they haven't really told me much like what they want or anything. So
involved, and he said three sports. I know you're a very good wrestler as well. What are you doing in the spring?
I play baseball in the spring.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And not much right now, right? With all the snow and ice on the ground.
Nope, just practices in a gym. That's about it.
And so they don't even give you, like, let's say an ideal. You said to keep your weight around a certain spot, but they also want you to lift and all that. So do they want to specifically work on any aspect of your body, let's say your legs or your upper body strength or your core strength or anything like that? Or they don't give you menus or body fat listing and all that kind of stuff?
I got a couple months ago, I got, like, a nutrition packet, which is just kind of like a guideline of, like, what they do, not necessarily for me. It wasn't for me. It was just kind of like a general idea of like what they eat at Iowa every day and stuff, just to give me an idea of how their day goes. So, I mean, I kind of looked off that a little bit, but otherwise they want you to probably work on your legs a lot, so in your core, so that you're generating lots of hip power when you're blocking linemen and stuff, so that way you're not, so you can be more explosive in the game.
Tyler, when you look around some of the guys that have come out of this area, you know, the Nick 10, the big Northern Conferences, Dean Lowry, another big one, came out of Boylan, who's now at the next level playing for the Green Bay Packers. You think of Anthony McKinney, who's down at TCU right now, and over at Josh Black, another Harlem grad over at Syracuse right now. What does it mean to you to follow this really good track record that's finally starting to build up right now in the Northern Illinois area?
It means a lot to me just because, you know, I'm the only one of my, like, out of my brothers. I was born in Illinois from the 815 area my whole life. So, I mean, growing up here and just showing all the people that, like, Illinois is legit and the 815 is really good, even though there's a lot of small schools, it doesn't matter. We raise a lot of good athletes. So, for me, it's a big boost to my confidence and just that now more people are going to be checking out the 815 these upcoming years to watch me play, not only me, but other athletes too around the area.
And speaking of guys in the past, I mean, how much advice have you gotten both for the college level and specifically Iowa have you gotten from Coach Considine? How has he been through this whole thing before himself, both playing at Iowa and, of course, going on to play in the NFL? But did you go to him for a lot of advice? He talked to you about specifically about Iowa itself, maybe even the nightlife or the school life as well as the football life?
Yeah, I went to him for a lot of advice about Iowa and other schools, just like his experience was when he went through the recruiting process and just how they compared to mine or how, like, what he liked about Iowa or what he necessarily didn't like about Iowa. So I went to him for most of that stuff, and then also I reached out to a lot of other players around the area, you know, asked them about how, like, they're doing and everything. So he was a big, big rock in this thing, so it was exciting.
One quick question to add on that is what kind of advice did he give you, if any, as far as the college life?
His big advice was just, like, make sure that you go where you want to go. He always said, like, I know you know I want you to go to Iowa, but if you don't want to go there, it's not a big deal. But so his big advice was just to do what you feel is right.
All right. Well, this is Tyler Ellsbury, All-State tackle for the Byron Tigers. And 2020, one more year to watch Tyler play. He'll be playing for his senior season next year, coming off a season in which Tigers had a great year, made it all the way to the state championship. So look forward to seeing you, talking to you more next year for your final season in high school, and also look forward to talking to you when it gets time to go over to the Iowa and start playing some Big Ten football. So thanks so much, Tyler, for joining us. Really appreciate it, and best of luck.
Thank you.